Oh, Mr. Chair, you want me to respond?
Please.
So I can't speak to every single property. I know that we have had in years and years before I was ever on the board, collaborations with some cities, including, I think, one within the city of Pembroke Pines. So, but I would imagine both are owned traditional public school property, mostly probably are owned by the district.
I think the vast, yeah, I think the vast majority are, but none of us will say.
If nobody else wants to speak, I'll make the motion to reject.
Well, I need to get to Mr. Maxey first, and see if he has any comments or not. I want to go all the way around.
I'm going to quickly just reiterate, you know, in this country, we've in the past left groups of people behind. And right now, it's become a demographic of age is who we're leaving behind, right? We're leaving behind the millennial and Gen Z, you know, generations. And ultimately, I think what you're seeing, you even at national level politics with who's leading certain primaries, you know, a decision by, you know, large groups of millennials and Gen Zers to go a different direction than I personally think is the right direction. I'm a firm believer in capitalism in this country. I'm a firm believer in the partnerships. But if we're not careful and we're not actively addressing this issue and actually producing solutions, I will tell you that my fear is that we are going to gravitate towards a different way of life. And that's going to be the way that the next generation chooses. And so, again, just encouraging the board. Again, I don't think that this is a perfect solution. I would love the staff to go back and retool it to maybe make it, you know, something more palpable for the cities. And I think that we got to look at all the tools. But just, you know, in the back of everyone's mind, understand that there's a clock, you know, ticking, and the group that's being left behind. We are, you know, the millennial generation is now the largest generation as far as what's happening. And of course, you know, they are the future. And so I just would like everybody to consider that, and I will be voting in approval.
Thank you, Mr. Maxey. I will recognize Commissioner Rich and Mayor Gomez, but I may play politics. I don't play partisanship. That's part of why I sometimes succeed in trying to do what I do. But in today's political climate, in the partisanship world, gosh, a lot of folks think things are free. Somebody pays for it. Nothing's free, including affordable housing. So let's come back to the conversation. We may want it. The question becomes, on the item that's before us, is voting for inclusionary zoning and a set aside, but you have to go through the back door, not the front door, what we're trying to do? Because in certain communities, that's what happens when you have inclusionary zoning. The people, the residents who live in the inclusionary zoning units can't go through the front door. They have to go through the back door, and they can't touch anything that's on the property.
That's not so.
That happens in certain projects.
Not so.
So please, saying that's the answer, and there needs to be a more fulsome conversation, which is what I think more of what's happening is, which is why there's certain pushback out there being partisan. Because at some point, whatever somebody thinks is for free, somebody else is paying for. So nothing, there is no free lunch. There's no free housing. Somebody's paying for it. And that's the frustrating in today's conversation, is because people are energized because they think it's just going to fall out of the sky. You know what? My guess is most of the people sitting on this dais, it's going to come out of our pockets. And is that the answer? I'm not saying it is or isn't. I'm just putting it out there. Commissioner Rich.
Yeah, I just wanted to add something to what you said. I totally agree with you on the millennial population. But I want to remind people that in this community, we also have a silver tsunami upon us. We have 420,000 seniors living in Broward County, many of whom are losing their homes, their apartments, their condos that they bought decades ago because of the assessments that they are receiving from their homeowners associations. And we have them, many of them, in our homeless shelters. So I just want people to recognize that the breadth of this problem, it hits really just about every aspect, and I did read all the people who are hardworking people, Commissioner Castillo said about the, you know, the rents are too high and the wages are too low. So let's put the other aspect there. So this, you know, all of these problems, and I don't see the inclusionary the same way. I have to tell you, we do have many mixed income developments in our community, and nobody knows who's who in those developments. And I have to say, I mean, I've seen it myself. I've gone and visited many of them. And so I just think, you know, again, there are lots of options, and everybody has to make up their own mind, you know, which ones they want to support and which ones they don't. Thank you.
Mayor Gomez.
Now, I just want, similar to what Commissioner Rich said, within the next 10 years, more people over 65 will be over the amount of people, the population will be more for 65 and older than it is for the under 18 generation. So we really can't just think about one part of the population. That's why there is some stuff to be all inclusive. We need to take care of all of our population. So that was all I wanted to share.
Mr. Maxey, I'll come back. And Mr. Maxey, you wanted to make the motion first before Commissioner Parnas?
I'll make a motion to approve the item as written.
There's been a motion to approve by Mr. Maxey. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mayor Harden. Madam Clerk, Ms. Cavender, please call the roll on the motion to approve PH6 as presented.
Mr. Brian Blackwelder, Commissioner Richard Blattner.
No.
Mr. Robert Breslau.
No.
Commissioner Felicia Brunson.
No.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
No.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
No.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez.
No.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
No.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
No.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
No.
Mr. Richard Grosso. Mayor Rex Harden.
No.
Mr. Chad Maxey.
Yes.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas.
No.
Ms. Jackie Raley.
No.
Commissioner Nan H. Rich.
Yes.
Mr. David Rosenoff.
No.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
No.
Commissioner Beverly Williams.
No.
Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer.
No. The item fails 2-16.
So that will be forwarded as a recommendation of denial.
Yes. Mayor Gomez, with regard to your motion for reconsideration with regard to...
I'm like, yes.
I didn't forget. PH5.
I would like to bring forth PH5, but in a bifurcated manner. I would like to vote for the methodology.
You first want to have a motion for reconsideration with regard to PH5,
sure.
Because it was done as one.
Let's do a motion to reconsider.
Okay, a motion by Commissioner Gomez, Mayor Gomez, second by Mr. DiGiorgio. All those in favor of the motion to reconsideration to put item PH5 back on the dais, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed? That motion carries unanimously. PH5 is now back on the table in its entirety. Commissioner Mayor Gomez.
Excellent. I would like to take the methodology portion of PH5 and move that for approval.
Second.
I just want to be clear and move to deny the banding portion. I just want
yes.
the record to, I want the motion to be real clear.
I didn't know
so
if we needed
understand.
To do it in two pieces or not.
You want it as two separate pieces?
Yes.
I'm trying to get to where
two separate
where
pieces.
She wants
that's why I wanted to bifurcate it.
Okay.
I want two separate pieces. I would like
okay.
to do a motion on the methodology, and then we could do a motion.
So there
on
was a motion by Mayor Gomez and a second by Mr. DiGiorgio to bifurcate PH5 into two separate pieces. All those in favor of that motion to bifurcate, then we will take a separate vote on each of the pieces, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All those opposed, that motion carries unanimously. Mayor Gomez, you still have the floor.
I would
PH5.
Like to take PH5, the methodology, and vote for approval. Move for approval.
Second.
There's been a motion to approve the methodology by Mayor Gomez, a second by Mr. DiGiorgio. Any discussion on that item? Ms. Cavender, please call the roll on that.
Mr. Brian Blackwelder. Excuse me. Commissioner Richard Blattner.
Yes.
Mr. Robert Breslau.
Yes.
Commissioner Felicia Brunson.
Yes.
Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Yes.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
No.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez.
Yes.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
Yes.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Yes.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Yes.
Mr. Richard Grosso. Mayor Rex Harden.
Yes.
Mr. Chad Maxey.
Yes.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas.
No.
Ms. Jackie Rayleigh.
Yes.
Commissioner Nan H. Rich.
Yes.
Mr. David Rosenoff.
Yes.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Yes.
Commissioner Beverly Williams.
Yes.
Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer.
No. That passes 15 to 3. Is there a motion? What's your motion with regard to the banding?
Move we approve the banding.
Motion by Mayor Harden. Is there a second to approve the banding? That dies for a lack of second. Is there a motion to reject the banding?
Motion to reject the banding.
Second.
Motion by Mr. DiGiorgio to reject the banding, a second, and by Commissioner Parnas. Any discussion on the item? Madam, Ms. Cavender, please call the roll on the motion to reject. So, and your yes vote would be a yes for reject. A no would be no on that motion.
Mr. Brian Blackwelder. Commissioner Richard Blattner.
Yes.
Mr. Robert Breslin.
Yes.
Commissioner Felicia Brunson. Commissioner Angelo Castillo.
Yes.
Mr. Thomas H. DiGiorgio Jr.
Yes.
Ms. Denise B. Fernandez.
Yes.
Mayor Michelle J. Gomez.
Yes.
School Board Member Patricia Good.
Yes.
Ms. Mary D. Graham.
Yes.
Mr. Richard Grosso. Mayor Rex Harden.
Yes.
Mr. Chad Maxey.
Yes.
Commissioner Bernie Parnas.
Yes.
Ms. Jackie Rayleigh.
Yes.
Commissioner Nan H. Rich.
No.
Mr. David Rosenoff.
Yes.
Mayor Michael J. Ryan.
Yes.
Commissioner Beverly Williams.
Yes.
Mayor Daniel J. Sturmer.
Yes, that item passes, which is the rejection of the banding, 17 to 1. Madam Executive Director, anything further before the Planning Council this morning? Anything further before the council this morning? With that, we stand adjourned. Thank you, everybody. Have a great day.